always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, even if you're in Seattle when it's raining, which it's not doing right now, but it might do it any second. Man, I'm just excited to be back. First of all, man, I took a trip with my Genuine Life family, the homie Fulfiller, Chase Sutton, and my wife Precious. We went to Arizona, man, and we got it in, man, and ministered down there. We had a conference that was Bring That Noise. Each one of us preached, man, and God really moved. So shout out to our new family in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona, Gospel for Life Church, Pastor Stowe and Pastor Tahan and his wife, the King family. Man, we appreciate y'all, man. And the whole time we were down there, the message, the reoccurring message, the theme was Bring That Noise, but the message that God had us continuing to share to the youth and the older people there at the church was obedience, man. And I mean, then it was capped off the last day. One of the youth that wasn't able to make some of the conference, he preached, and his message was on obedience. So like I was chopping it up with Fidel just a minute ago, I was like, man, I know what I got to talk about. It's obedience. We're gonna get it in. We're gonna chop it up about that with the homie Fidel. He got his brand new album. If you've been under a rock or something, you might not have heard of it, but it's called Club David. And it's continuing to climb the charts. I'm gonna have Fidel give y'all the latest update on that when we get it in with him, man. But we're gonna talk about what he's been up to since the last time he's been on the show. You know what I'm saying? For all those wondering how come he's not gonna share his testimony, that's because he shared it on the last show. But he's gonna have to share some things that God been doing in the last year and a half or so, as he's been continuing to seek God and follow God in this call and just a whole new project, man. We're going to talk about the theme, you know what I'm saying? Because some cats is like, man, is he trying to go to the clubs? You know what I'm saying? Is he going too clubby with this? You know, what's the whole theme? Fidel going to share that with you, man. So it's your boy Don Christian. I don't think I told y'all my name, but y'all should know it's all about the King, man. And we out of that King. Hey, if you got some new music, you want to send it in, go to music at yadadaking.com. Send an email there, or you can go to yadadaking.com. I'm gonna spell it real quick for those that just forgot. It's yadahdaking.com. Go there, check out some of our advertisers, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get it in. This is by the homie Lil Rascal featuring Raw Servant and The Freshman. Keep Your Head Up High, the remix. Let's get it in.
I turned green in Earth Day.
Yeah, man.
It's incredible.
Y'all already know what it is, man.
Beats.
I see it, boy.
My dude, hey. Raw Servant.
Florida boy.
Your boy, Raz.
Texas finest.
The Freshman on the remix.
But it's time to get this thing moving, you hear me? Hey, yo, Phil, holler at me, man.
Boy, you gotta make me a believer, man.
I got you.
From the bottom to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God. Hold my head up high. Hold my head up high. Come on. Hey, came from the bottom, to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God. Hold my head up high. I hold my head up high. Just hold your head up high. Come on, come on.
Y'all already know your boy Eddie P be doing this thing. Fresh, so fresh, so clean. And I keep my team thick, so swole. Got folks talking about your boy is unbelievable. And y'all already know I ain't fooling around. I'm here to lay it down for that kingdom crown. And I got a Trump stamp to prove it. I'm pushing Christ in the mainstream, man. How you doing? I got my boy Raz posted on the block. From the bottom to the top, we rise and don't stop. With flip-flops and white tees, I'm smiling at your haters, cause I trust in only JC.
Hey, came from the bottom, to the top, I will not stop. Through it all, I still go hard. Keep my faith in God, hold my head up high. Hold my head up high. Come on.
Bad up in this thing. Can we lift this thing? 100 miles and running. Look how far we came. We about to
do this for the sound. Don't get it twisted, man. No chance of ever falling off. We drifted, man. Let us get lifted like we legends in this game. Cause the praises that we sing is for the Lord and not the rings, my dude. And yeah, it seems the songs we sing are seldom heard, but yet we still get passed around through all the hoods like Thunderbird. The serpent's fruit is true. My Lord's got love for you. Everybody put your hands up high. Let me show you how the kingdom do. From the bottom all the way to the top. Independence come to visit you. We supply the bread of truth. You supply the body too.
Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. It's gonna get better. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Just keep on pushing. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high.
On Jesus. Raw serving. Raz. Florida boy and Texas finest, baby. No.
Kingdom. I said kingdom. It's time to shift. Are you with me? Come on. Where you at?
Cause my mission is to rock you. Christ is the rock who you need to rock to. Standing in the gap, exactly who you need to talk to.
About that old mind, time to shift. About that soul, tight, time to shift. About that old
shift, shift to another level. 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 About that old mind, mind, time to shift, shift. About that soul, tight, tight, time to shift, shift. About that old mind, mind, time to shift, shift. About that soul, tight, tight.
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Hit the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dream on, dream on, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dipp.
As long as she fly, she's so.
Online at VelvetMusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My
featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy, Jeeta. And I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles, Burning Up, You Are, Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
C-Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
About that soul, tight, tight, time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Meth.
This is Lee Sun from Cincinnati, OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
Yeah, that was my sister C-Rob all the way, you know what I'm saying, in San Diego. The song was called Shift. We got to shift out that old mindset. We got somebody named Fidel who's no stranger to the show, man. A good brother that's been putting in work for, man, years. And it's seeming like, you know what I'm saying, his fruit of the labor is starting to take off. Fidel, man, what's really been going on, man, first of all with you? What would you say God has been revealing to you in this last year and a half or so?
In the last year and a half, I think, amongst other things, I think a lot of it's just learning to be content. Like, I think that's really big. When we're serving the Lord, and to learn to be content. And the fact is that in what we do, like, we find joy and contentment. A lot of times we lose joy in what we do because we're not being content.
That's good.
And I think that, you know, just having a place in what we do is understanding, like, man, we work hard, we labor. We keep a balance of ministry and being good stewards with the business and all that. And the fact is that we need to be content with where God has us and where things are. And one thing I've learned is that what we're doing, there's always time to improve on areas. Whenever there's time available, there's usually time to improve. And so from a Fidel standpoint, I think that's what I've learned. From a personal standpoint, I think the thing that always rings loud with me is learning a balance between I'm a father, I'm a husband, you know what I mean? I'm a son. And the fact is that no matter how much I love what I do, there needs to be a balance, because the fact is that we're fathers. We have, the Bible says men to take care of families worse than the infidel. And we can get so caught up in what we do, and we'll say God called us to do it. And the fact is, he called us to do a lot of things. And the fact is, and we have to learn to be balanced and to be all that God called us to be. my previous campaign, the I Live album, which opened a lot of doors, and the subtitle for that album was I Will Be Everything They Say I Could Not Be. And so for the last 2.5 years, that's what I pushed. That's like the tagline for Fidel Music, period. But that was, it was a lot of was that. It's that understanding, no matter where we come from, that we serve a God who has a plan for our life, and our goal is to pursue that will and to not let things in our past hold us back.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something on a daily basis that we have to inquire about, you know, and just to remind ourselves by being in the Word and just stuff like that. So I definitely think for the last couple of years, that's one of the things that, you know, has really been, you know, the thing in my head.
Yeah. So being content, man, what areas would you say as far as contentment do you as a Christian hip-hop artist or a gospel artist or just an artist in general, what areas do you say that you need to be the most content with as far as your music?
I would say, like, I think as an artist, one of the things that I'm really big on growth as an artist. Like, I like to grow as an artist, evolve, and know my lane. And even as an artist, like, I didn't start rapping until, like 2000, 2001. So it wasn't something that I grew up doing. And I think for me, a lot of times, like, one of the things that I learned is every album, I'm learning more and more where my heartbeat is in music. But sometimes I'm still not there. Like, I'm still growing as an artist. So when I make songs, one of the things I feel like I definitely have a head for, is making songs. Like, I have ideas and I think through songs. But at the same time, the evolving process as an artist, it takes time and work. And I think for me, sometimes in my head, I see where I could be and what I want to do. And sometimes I have to realize no matter what, it takes work, it takes time.
Yeah.
And the fact of growing in there, it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without work and patience. So I would say out of everything, that's one thing that I really, you know, I really see myself as far as when I'm doing music. So,
no, that's what's up, man. So, man, I got the music. I got the album, man. I've been banging it. I was actually listening to it on the way here. We got a lot of questions to cast in the live stream is going to ask. We're going to get on them in just a second. But one of the first singles that you put out for this project was Work It Out, or, you know what I'm saying, as we like to call it, the Hale Hale. You know what I'm saying? Tell us how that whole song came together, man.
The funny thing is that was the first song I recorded and did for the album. And I was just, you know, for this album, I went through the internet looking for producers who had beats. And I just listened, and I heard my man, Halo, that he's a part of the ATP crew with Cadence. I was on his site, his sound clip, just letting the beats play. And this beat was far down. You could tell, I don't know if it was one of the beats he thought he was going to sell or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to beats. I want a hot beat, but I want a beat with a song to go with it.
Right.
And so literally, I heard that, and that hook came in my head. Like faith, the faith without works be dead. And what inspired the actual thought of making that song was just, you know, was me coming through the place of just, I do music ministry full time.
Right.
So this is my full time job. So the thing is that it's not like having 8 to 5. And so it's kind of like it's been a step of faith for my family. And so that was one side. There was another side of just, it really is kind of what you were talking about, like what the subject of the show is, obedience.
Yeah.
And it was a response from that, of just understanding that, you know, when we say we obey and we're believers, like, we show that with our works. Now, our works don't justify us. Our works don't make us righteous.
Right.
We show that by taking a step. We have to act, take a step of faith. And so in that song, one thing you hear me do is talk about different, I do like about four or five, maybe more different scripture references. I might not say the scripture, but different perspectives where, like, without faith, you can't please God.
Yeah.
By grace, through faith, we're saved. Just different things, just highlight different perspectives of faith throughout the Bible. So that was the spiritual process. The creative process was, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of times when I come up with songs, I don't have a spiritual reason before.
Mm.
A lot of times, the spiritual reason comes after.
Right.
That happens with most of my songs. So that came after it, the whole thinking process. And when I literally had the song done last April, I was at a show in Kansas with a new DJ, and I gave him that track. I said, I'm just going to do this because I can. I said, I just wrote the song 2 days ago, and I want to do it and see how it goes on. And it shut the place down. It was the best song that I performed. And it was weird because the beat wasn't complete when I had it. And the weird thing is that even when I did it, it was like, it sounded like nothing else on my album, nothing else I ever did.
Yeah.
So basically, I recorded it and I waited 3 months, like 3 months. And then the Holly Holly was the last thing I added.
Right.
And I just literally, you know, I be coming up with weird stuff to say all the time. Like, I come up with stuff to say throughout my album. I just be having fun in the labs, and I was just like, holly, holly. And I do that throughout the album, little stuff. And I'm serious about what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just trying to, like, say something crazy. Like, I have a reason behind what I do. So basically, that's how it came. So I started performing it everywhere, and literally, it became my biggest song, and I wouldn't have thought that. And even to this day, after releasing the album, right now, it's still starting to move to the front as being a song. People are like, man, work it out. I did this show with like 600 college students last week.
Wow.
And I did Walk It Like I'm Changed. I did Get Live, all the songs that's normally did. And when I did Work It Out just trumps them. And it was weird because I'm a bounce type of guy.
Yeah.
And I knew that song. I knew I loved the song when I heard it. But it's definitely become way bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Man, so look, we're going to do this. We're going to hop into that song, Work It Out. We're going to let the visitors check this out right now on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all. Fidel, Work It Out. Holla, holla.
Don't be mad at me. I'm just doing what he said.
Work it out. Holla,
holla. Holla, holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, holla. Holla, holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, holla. Holla, holla.
Cause faith without works, yeah.
Holla,
need faith to please him. Oh, you know I need him. On that tree, he was bleeding. Sins, he deleting. Guilt be gone. Condemnation be gone. Even if my cash gone, my joy not gone. On the throne, that there stand alone, and you are not alone like that Mike Jackson. Not move, but what I see, in this word, what I read. Act on what I believe. Obedience is key. Create a new heart, reset me, new start. Gave me a new fame, even got a new part. Number one in my life, yeah, he killing them trucks. Make them the same in your life. Accept them in your heart. I'm like, faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said.
Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith holla, without works be good.
By grace through faith, I'm saved. Coupon, faith used more the wrong way. Futon, swear that he ready for that race.
No shoes on.
Said that he reppin' for Christ.
No fruit on.
I'm like, what is you on? Jesus, what we on?
Get out.
No, we on.
Light it up.
We on. He who we believe on. The word, what we feed on. The reason why we keep on. Jesus, who we lean on. Strong when the weak. Strong in my speech. Confidence in Christ. Why I'm bold when I speak. In the kitchen with the heat. We still got peace to live as Christ is our game. My God is beast. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said.
Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, holla,
without works be good. To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live, God lit. Crucified dead by death, holly, holly. To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live, God lit. Crucified dead by death, holly, holly. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out. Holle, 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 holle.
Now work it
holle,
out.
Holle, holle, holle.
Now work it
holle,
out.
Holle, holle, holle.
Cause faith holle, without holle, works be dead. Holle,
holle. Good, put your love, love, love. Put your love, love, put your love. Glasses on, glasses on. Good. Put your love, love, love. Put your love, love, put your love. I see you looking, looking like you wanna dance. And I'm watching, wondering why you don't take a chance. Just go ahead, take his hand. What you scared of, man? What you scared of, man? You know you got it in you, now just let it out. Don't miss this moment, this is what it's all about. It's everywhere, look around. So many treasures to be found.
Say, put your love glasses on, and you know, we got to keep them on. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at the picture right now, Fidel got them shades on. I'm pretty sure them love glasses, you dig? Hey,
I got a picture with Becca Shea with the love glasses.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You're going to have to send it in, you know what I'm saying, so we can make sure, you know what I'm saying, what's good. But hey, man, we want to talk about this new album, man. First of all, tell the people a little bit about what the whole theme is behind Club David, because there might be some cast that's a bit like, man, this dude's just trying to be a secular dude and blah blah blah, he's trying to say this and say that. But tell them what the whole theme about Club David is. Does it even have to do with a club?
Well it has to do with it's more than one. It means so many different things, like the perspective of David.
Yeah.
David, you have David who God called him a man after God, after his own heart. He said in Acts 13:22, he said, I found the man who will do as I will. He was talking about David. So ultimately, Club David is about us pursuing the will of God for our lives. That's ultimately what Club David is about. The club is about a club of people coming together saying that we're going to pursue God's will no matter what the secular world is doing. And it's also about a club type of music. So if you listen to the album, you'll hear, like, all the songs sound almost like they could go on the radio. Like, they have a bounce, they have a dance, they have a pop type of sound. Not pop, but just bounce and dance type of sound.
Yeah.
So that's the whole club thing. So that's kind of how it came. Because my first campaign, I Will Be Everything That Said It Could Not Be, this is basically the next step. I'm rallying the people that said I Will Be Everything That Said I Could Not Be, and I'm saying this is Club David. Mm-hmm. And that's what Club David is. We're people who are basically saying we pursue the will of God for our lives. And we're just coming together saying we'll be relentless doing that. And we're just a club of people. So when you see, like, my album cover, when you see, like, the confidence it looks like I have, or, like, all that is just basically me expressing the fact that this club of pursuing God's will is the standard.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really what I'm, you know, when I'm communicating, trying to communicate.
Okay, man. So I want to know, with this album, you got Club David. The last album was I Live. What was the difference? Was there any different approaches to this album? Was there some things that you saw that were really good for the I Live campaign and it made you want to follow it? You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Well, the thing that I heard the most from like people who appreciate my music, the thing I heard the most is they acted like I disappeared. Mm. It was like I released the album, they heard it, and they went online, and all they heard was the album.
Yeah.
So this time I'm doing a lot better job of getting out and doing a continuous to let people know what's going on with me. And that was probably the biggest thing I learned. Like, it's just like it's really important as artists. What I've learned is really important as artists for us to know, like, what works for us, because right. What works for somebody else don't work for us.
That's real.
We have to know what works for us. You know, some of us, you know, we need, like, with this album, like, I had an idea of what works, what could work to make it more effective, and that's what I did. I'm trying to do more and more stuff after the album to communicate the vision, because ultimately that's what I want people to get, is that it's God's will.
Yeah.
It's not my will, but thy will be done. So the I Live campaign, that's one of the things that taught me that. God used the subtitle for I Live in a huge way. And so I have no complaints in any way. So, but I think recording-wise on this album, I definitely, like, as far as recording, one thing you hear me a lot doing is, like, I from this album is a lot more fun than Club David. Club David had a lot more, like, tracks that were more slower. This one kind of, even the songs that are more thoughtful are kind of radio-ish, you know? So that kind of was my goal. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted the whole project to kind of have that feel, because it goes with the whole Club David feel.
No, that's what's up, man. So with this album, this was a breaking, this album broke ground for you. Tell the yeah. people a little bit about the success that you have had in sales, but also I want to hear about not just the sales, but some of the testimonies from this project, man.
Well, people I know, from a sales standpoint, like, I'm an independent artist. We do everything ourselves. Like whatever happens, just happens. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that where we have a label or have a lot of money pushing. Whatever the fans decide, that's basically what happens. So with this project, and this is the crazy thing, is that the testimony is I didn't have any banners up in time, and you know this. I had no banners or radio. I don't even think my radio ads were done in time. So no ads were out there promoting the album before it came out.
Wow.
So, yeah. So the funny thing is that the album went, the furthest it went to number 15 on Christian and Gospel. On iTunes, and that's good for an artist like me, that there's independence, there's joy. Like, that is, that stands for you. Even if that didn't happen, it doesn't matter. But the fact that it did happen, we were very proud. We were very happy of what God had done. Because, like, the fact is that you, when you're an artist, it is not about first week sales. It might be for, like, a Lecrae who has a lot more capital behind his product. But for independent artists, it's a marathon. It's always a marathon. Like, we have to get up, and we have to declare our vision to the people. And so, you know, fortunately, we were able to, I mean, do well, even on pre-orders and people found from our site and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It was good. But the fact is, that's good, but it's a long process of being out there and getting the vision. Because, I mean, I'm grateful for people buy the album, but I even hope more that they're able to catch the vision. And I really hope that my music fits in their life somewhere.
Right.
You know, like, whether it's Sunday morning, they wake up and they want to hear All Jesus Everything, or after church, they want to hear You Can't Stop Me, or they want to hear Work It Out at Night. I hope the album's able to fill a void in their life.
Man, that's good stuff, man. So we're going to go to your track called Gone right now on Yada the King. Real quick, tell the people what's up.
Man, holler at me. I'm on Twitter, Fidel, I live. FidelMusic.com. We got the new site coming soon. Facebook, I have a fan page. I do a lot on my fan page. I have a good amount of people on my fan page. I have like over 4,500 people. So my fan page is, honestly, I spend actually more time there than on my Twitter a lot of times. That's changing a little bit, but I do spend a lot of time on my fan page. So you can hit me up there, you know, what's up, get the album, tell a friend, join the club, Club David, it's the movement, you know. And it's just something where we're just basically people that are saying, not my will, but thy will be done. And we're here to live and glorify the Lord.
Dope, man. So let's go into this track called Gone by Fidel, man. Fidel's not going nowhere. Let's get it in right here on Yada That King. Here we go.
Why
you still there? Tell him to come on.
I'm space. Judah, I'm so far, don't I mind the space. More time, down, high, down, high, down,
space. Mom, I'm out of here, I'm out of here. I'm on my Albert Pujols. They be getting too close. I'm trying to keep my distance. Resisting, they missing. I'm living like I'm fitting. God is up to something, I can smell it. Shitless. Lord, you know my wish list. But give me what your will is. Show me how to live this. Show me what the real is. They look right, but they ain't right. I'm no fool, they got no fruit. On they play, then they say. Be led by the Holy Spirit. He'll guide you and comfort you. Abide in him, he'll abide in you. You be so gone, you be so gone, you be so gone.
Just to hear about the kind of love poets could only write.
It's
about.
Got me
walking around, pinching myself.
Cause if this is a dream,
I would like you to tell me right now.
That's when we get the notion to
tell everybody I know. And
once they get a dose of you,
it'll have everybody body thrown.
Cause the one thing I know. Your love, it's amazing. Give it up.
You deserve a round of applause. A round of applause.
Can't nobody tell me nothing about your love.
Put it in a life, then laid it down. Walking around, doing that now, in hopes that someone would ask us just how you get down.
That's when we get the notion to
tell them how your grace can save a soul.
Once they get a dose of you,
they'll turn around and do the same.
Cause you know,
cause one thing I know,
yeah,
is your love.
Love. It's much, much, much more than it.
Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. We in the Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club. Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Available June 14th. Featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSunToTheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
This video's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now,
streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast,
West Coast,
WestCoastFire.com.
What up, what up? It's your boy Chris Searcy, and you are now tuned in to my man Don Christian right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Make sure you keep it locked.
Yeah, that was the homie Chris Lee Cobbins. Song was called Round of Applause. And you know we got to give God his praise, his everything that's due to him. You know what I'm saying? It's very important that we do that. But the homie Fidel is with me on the line, man, and we're going to talk about... You know what I'm saying? A topic that I really feel God has really called us to talk about today. And that's obedience, man. And I got a few questions for you, man. First of all, is obedience something that Christians need to have in all areas of their life? Or is it just some optional? I mean, how do you feel about the word obedience with Christians right now?
Can I keep it real?
I think obedience is like, it's nearly like the key to everything. Like, I mean, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. We'll sacrifice before we obey.
Mm.
Like, we'll be like, well, I'll give this up, I'll give that up. And a lot of times, God's not asking you to do that.
Mm.
He's asking you to obey. So, let me get a personal example is, for years, I had bitterness and anger toward my father. Like, we beefed for years. Like, police was called on us. We had beef. And a couple years ago, I knew, I felt in my heart, I was like, man, it's time to end this. I just upped and drove to Memphis, drove 6 hours to Memphis, and told him I was coming to meet with him. And I basically went, met with him, apologized, asked him for forgiveness. And even though, if you lined him up on the chalkboard, he really came out in the wrong.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter because I was the one who had anger. Now, it softened his heart, and he changed after that, too. But the fact is that the Bible tells me to forgive. It says be quick to forgive. But I realized this when that happened. I realized there was a lot of stuff in my heart and people's heart that we just don't, because we're not held accountable to envy, to jealousy, to bitterness, and we're not held accountable. Nobody can really hold us accountable to that.
Mm.
So if we're not holding ourselves accountable and taking that stuff to God, then we're not being obedient. Because I mean, I'm just praying about those things. Are we of guarding our heart against those things? But I think we have to be careful of, it's one thing, so we're so busy saying, I don't want to be jealous. And the fact is, we are jealous. And we need to admit that we're jealous and go to God about that so he can work on our hearts to work through that. We just hide it and we act like we're not. So we're not obeying, we're just avoiding. And we're sacrificing. So to me, I've learned that obedience is the hardest thing and the most important thing at the same time.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, just going back to that situation with my father, like, that was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do. You know what I mean? Literally, like, it was that hard. We had literally had, like, beef for, like 10 years. You know what I mean? But it was something I could easily justify to anybody why I still had that beef. You know what I mean? Like, I could justify to you. I could be like, but the fact is that even no matter what, I still have to find what my heart is and take where my heart is to God. That always has to be prevalent. That always has to be there in my life. Because that's how we're
going to
guard our hearts.
Oh, that's good. So, man, I mean, he's already going in, man. First of all, obedience is very important. Let me ask you this, man. This is one of the questions that I had asked for this topic. And some people, if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, you can see it. I said, we already answered how important is Christians, obedience for Christians. But what are some of the consequences of disobedience, man?
Man, like, everything. Like, one time I heard a minister say that they had a sermon called Obedience, and nobody was buying it, and then they changed it to How to Be Blessed.
Oh, man.
And then it went to number one.
Wow.
And it was funny to me because I totally got it.
Yeah.
And the fact was is that when it, like, it's the broad scope of why you, of what disobedience does is huge. Usually, if you want to check areas of your life and see where you're lacking in, and where there's not things happening, where there's a lack of growth, where there's a lack of fruit, is disobedience.
That's good. That's,
you know, great. What I mean? Like, literally, like, it's, I mean, you can go on for days. Like, it's just, you know, it's disobedience. Like, it's so much. Because I've just learned, honestly, obeying is, like, one of the hardest things to do, man. Like, it just is.
Right.
And so, you know, I just think that, for the most part, we have to, you know, it's just one of the things where we have to be, like, obedience is such a hard action that we can't really hide from it, because usually you can see it in people's lives, because, like, literally when you're obeying, it's a hard thing. When you're obeying the Lord, usually you can see it in people's lives. I can see obedience in unbelievers' life, in areas of their life that they're just being obedient in. Like, when the Bible talks about us being faithful and being diligent, like, it's very obvious in people's areas, in their life, when they're faithful in certain areas, because you see them being promoted. Like, people are being promoted in certain areas because they're faithful. Now, that's not all the reason for promotion, but a lot of times, the fruit you see in people's life is because of obedience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so much, man. Like, disobedience is a very, I mean, if we look through the Bible, just, like, the people who disobeyed,
take us there.
God told them to stop.
Take us there, brother. Take us there. What story are you going to run into?
Man, like, I'm going to be honest with you, though. I don't have much longer, so I can't tell you that. I got to get off in 3 minutes, dog.
Okay.
But I just, so I won't go be too long-winded. I just want to say that, you know, the part of obedience that I want to really, really press is the part of us taking our heart's ills to the Lord. And being, and just searching our heart for these things. because when we read the word, what you read it, the word is so important. Like, we supposed to be in the word. We, you know, we stay by his words like a tree planted by the water. Like, we want to be in his word. But we'll read the word, know how to quote the word, and still want to be obeying the word. Right? It's because it's so easy for us to do. Like, it's when we have to sit in the word, dig in, read the scripture that talks about love, and it starts reading all the things of love. And, you know, it's easy for us to say, dog, do you know what love is? Instead of going to our heart saying, Lord, I'm striving everything in love. I'm having areas and it should do with my heart. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or just going different places when we're weary. Your Bible talks about not being weary and well doing, Lord. I feel like we're doing good, but I'm getting weary. Lord, help my heart. I'm feeling a certain way. Just stuff like that. I'm going to keep it mad practical. Just stuff like that I've seen in my life where I have to be consistent and diligent about doing that.
Mm.
Because we have to guard our heart, especially in these days when we're seeing men and women all around us who we never thought would fall flat on their face, and we're like, whoa, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, even stuff that benefits us, like the Bible talking about us, you know, just resting. You know what I mean? Us having rest, taking care of our temple.
Mm.
A lot of times when we come, the Bible talks about taking care of our temple, we'll just say, oh, look at all those smokers. But the fact is, we just had some ham hock. You know what I mean? Or we just had something that we know is bad for us. And I'm not saying we can't eat that.
Right.
But I'm just saying that we need to be mindful of the fact that when it comes to obedience, like, that joint is around the board. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that is for, it's just around the board, something that we have to do. So that's kind of, you know, I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, Fidel, man, since you got to get out of here, man, go ahead and share with the people where they can find you at, Twitter, Facebook, all that, and how they can go get your album.
Well, I want to say this. Get the album, Club David. It's an album. It's kind of like a party album, man. Like, it has a lot of anthems on the album. I feel like this album will fit into anybody's life somewhere. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I feel like, you know, it's just an album that in some way you're going to fit in into your life. You asked for testimonies earlier. I had a camp, a huge camp called me like yesterday, and they told me, they said, hey, I'm pretty sure that Gone is going to be the theme of our camp.
Hmm.
Because when our kids walked in and we played Gone, they went bananas.
Yeah.
And this is an urban camp that brings in thousands of kids a week. And so, you know, it's been a lot, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, this album musically was inspired by me going to a camp, being around a lot of urban kids, and just realizing that in our making music, we have to make sure we don't get so caught up in like wanting to be in the line with other artists that we don't make music that's really making an impact on the people that are actually out there in the field, like our young people in the school.
Mm.
And so that testimony did something to my heart, because honestly, when I made this record, My hope was that it will fill those voids. You know what I mean? Because there are voids musically. Whenever there's a void musically styled out, then there's a void in young people's life where they're going to have the opportunity to listen to music that has foul lyrics.
Yeah.
Because they want to dance to the music. And so the album Club David, it's on iTunes. Get on iTunes. You can get on Amazon. It's only $6 on Amazon if you want to get it there. You can get a physical copy straight from my website. I'll send you a sticker for free for that. Check out the video. Stay posted. I got a lot of videos coming up. Me talking about Club David, breaking it down. I want to make sure people really have an idea of what this thing is about. That it's not just about, you know, I'm not trying to beat Diddy. You know what I mean? Or anything like that. So,
yeah.
So I definitely want people to get the idea. I know the imagery could probably lead some people, you know, make some people turn their head. So check out the videos if you want to know more. Facebook, any way you can support, spreading on Facebook. My I mean, Hawks
didn't
say MySpace.
Man, come on, man. Don't front. You was on MySpace yesterday. You told me that. Nah, I'm playing.
Twitter, all that, man. All the help is appreciated, man. So, you know, I appreciate everything, man.
Dope, man. Tell them about the actual track, Club David, and then I'm going to let you go.
Club David, featuring my man Cam. Let me give y'all a fun fact that a lot of people probably might have an issue with. The guy who produced that produced Nicki Minaj's latest single called Bass, Super Bass.
Yeah.
So this is a guy I've been working with for years. But he's in the industry, so he's actually in a different place right now in his career. So something that he wants to pursue. But he produced the track. I hollered at Cam. I was like, Cam, this is you. You gotta nail this joint. Already had the verses done, and Cam nailed it. He sounded great on it. And honestly, like, I have a video of a baby dancing that you have to check out to this song.
Yeah,
it's priceless. So you gotta go on my website, go on to shop.com, check it out. Club David, title track for the album. A lot of punchlines in the verses. See if you can catch some.
I'll let you pour. All right, Fidel, man. I appreciate it, bro. God bless you, man. We're going to hop into this track.
God bless you too, partner.
All right, bro. Life. All
right, peace.
Let's get it in with this track. Fidel featuring Cam called Club David. Y'all know where we at. It's Yada the King Radio. Holla.
Suicidal, many idols have me idol. Devil checking on my vitals. Want me psycho, so I psycho. Then we psycho for the King of Kings. Bring them to the front, lift them up. How your entire crew, city, state will be amused by the one who removes and told Dev keep it moving. He oozing with love. Thug your blood, cut us others equal. Everybody, yaddy, yaddy, yay. All fell short. Gary Coleman, RIP, oh life, oh sight, oh God, oh my. How I love you, none above you. I give you all my praise. Amazing grace, amazing race. No one in my name, I stand in faith, I stand in praise. Like Drake, but God open them drinks. Now I'm seeing a light of day. I'm awake, la-di-da-di-day. We're already born, no gun, unless the word of God is gone. I guess it is fire on the devil, rebel to this world. Yes, I is, they ain't even real. Mr. PMG's a Dr. Pepper, rep them till I D-I-E. OMG, no logo, OPP, G-O-D-B, owning me. Rolling three, Trinity, no matrix, I'm gonna make it. Marvin Sapp, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, all amazing. God's creation, God. We're
David. Club David.
The real Superman, 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 the real Superman.
He is the Lord of all lords and he is the King of all kings. Holy, holy, holy makes the angels all sing. Stronger than a locomotive and he is omniscient. And he could be your kryptonite and bring you to a knee. Bow before the trumpet sounds. Flash, see him coming down. Riding on the cloud to the rescue now. Better move about the way. Makes foes into his footstools. Came to save the day. And the others try to play him, but they got it twisted. He's the author of creation, bruh. He always existed. Rewind it if you missed it. He's the Alpha and Omega. Man, you sure you want to risk it? Not me. I was chilling in the feeling. Got saved. Now a fan like I'm spinning on the ceiling. So pray, cause the Superman won against sin. And if he can beat death, who can say we won't win? Whoa! What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks. My God is real, folks. The other ones is big jokes. My God gon' kill. Oh, the real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it is.
Oh my God.
Better acquaint with the flames if you don't know my God.
Are you vote my God?
Or do you vote my God?
Jesus Christ, not Clark Kent, I wanna show my God. Okay. Not Buddhism, man. Not Islam. Not a Hindu, man. But a Christian.
The way to Yahweh.
The real God. Is by accepting and believing in His Son.
Individual, no individual can make it in consensual sin. Living habitually in the fence position. Leave it. Rebelling against God's principles. Miserable and imprisonable. For the wages of sin, you owe blood like a menstrual. It's the rule, check the scriptural. And you will know that Christ died in the fence. The ghost of the gap will be finally bridgeable. Without my hero, heaven would be intenable. Weakness invisible, my God's invincible.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super.
The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
What it is, folks. My God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jokes. My God gon' kill. Oh,
the real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
I am speaking of the man who could come at any hour. Who could make the earth crumble, twin towers. Who makes death humble like a coward. The real Superman. I ain't talking D. Howard. So I boast about his power. You glorify yourself, which will wither like a flower. I was dead in need of saving, and he came to my distress. Who the man of salvation? See the S on his chest. Super, no cape and a costume. Just grace, cause the lost groom. He died but didn't fall doomed, and left a raw tomb. Then beat death, grim reaper mean left. Just surrender, there is all room. Then repent and believe and let your knee fall to him. Call to him, give all to him. He's super, but no, he crushes enemies. You looking like Lex Luthor. What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super.
The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
What it is, folks. My God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jokes. My God gon' kill.
The real Superman. The real Superman. The
yo, what's up, man? We just had a great interview with the homie Fidel. We chopped it up with a man. We got to hear his heart. Really what God has been doing in his life as of late. And it was good just catching up with a man, just seeing where he's been at since the last project, and just some of the things that God been doing in his life, man. So we excited. Man, he was chopping it up about Club David once again. Please go support him. Matter of fact, I got to shout out all my advertisers real quick. Shout out to the homie Fidel. Pick up his album Club David right now. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all that. The homie Zerubbabel, his new project is going to be called Pilgrim Perspective. It comes out on the 14th of this month, June 14th. Go pick that up. Support. Also, my sister C. Rob got her new project out called Crystal's Method. You know what I'm saying? Please go support what they have doing. They're actually helping us get our music and everything that we do just to a whole nother level. And we want to say thank you. Shout out to the West Coast Fire. Shout out to the South. Crump for Christ Radio, WOGS 103.9, Genuine Life, and, you know what I'm saying, unity.com. We appreciate y'all for helping us get and just really helping us spread this vision of having an urban music radio station that kind of levels the platform for artists. They don't have to be big name artists, but we just promoting the kingdom, man. And that's really what it's all about. Man, the NBA playoffs is going down. First of all, I'm going to say this. It's been some crazy, crazy games. I did not think Dallas was going to make it this far. Matter of fact, I was a little bit petrified because I thought I was going to be rocking them skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? I really thought that was going to be me. Me and Cam had this deal. I'm still waiting for Cam to come through, though. You know what I'm saying? So if any of y'all know Cam, just ask him about them skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, I was chopping it up. I was listening to Don Christian on Yada the King Radio. And we were supposed to have them skinny jeans a week after Dallas defeated his team, the Oklahoma City Thunder. But it was real close series, man. Right now, I'm going for the Heat, man. I actually kind of been pulling for them from the get. You know what I'm saying? But I also was going for the Lakers, and unfortunately, they out. But, yeah, if anybody want to get them skinny jeans for Cam, you know, just hit him up. He's on Twitter, Music by Cam, you know what I'm saying? And hit him up and say, what's good? And I'm so pumped that I don't have to. Matter of fact, I'm so pumped that I made a video for it that I want y'all to look at. If you guys want to see a few videos that we got, I don't got too many yet. But you can go to if you go to the bottom of the page, you can actually see some of our videos. It says YouTube videos on the bottom of our website at yadadaking.com, or you can go to youtube.com/yadadaking. There we go. I got it out. I don't know what was happening, but you know how you know sometimes that just happens. But man, we just got back, like I said, from Arizona. Shout out to Gospel for Life Church, and that's with a real four, Pastor Stowe and Pastor Tahan King, man. He brought us out, and man, it was an awesome experience. My first time really getting able to minister outside the state, and man, God moved mightily, man. We actually, some of my brothers from Genuine Life, we preached, and we just brought the word about, and the conference was called Bring That Noise, man. And we just encouraged the youth to bring that noise in one, I preached on their lifestyle. My bro Fulfilla, he preached on with their gifts and talents, and my brother Chase Sutton preached on bringing that noise with the surroundings, the people that are around you, man. And that's really what's up, man. But check it out, I got a song that I've been playing on the show by the homie C Straight called So Not Cool. If you haven't picked up C Straight's album, go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you won't be disappointed. You know what we doing. It's Yada the King Radio. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk about the topic of the day. You dig? Let's go.
Yo, what up, Juice? Let's get it in. Yeah. Welcome to the first time visitors. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Glad you considered us. Hope you're feeling fine. Please do remember us. Keep us on your mind. If you ever need encouragement, keep us on rewind. You are now gathered around your stereo. Be prepared to witness the death and the burial of the uncool. Mic check 1-2. You are at the scene of a crime like a gumshoe. Come where I crucified lust, pride, jealousy, envy, contention, lies. I'm ready for my sentence. Sinless, eternal life through repentance. Solitary confined. You'll find that I'm feeling just fine. Put me on a cell block, hit me with the fine. I am intertwined in the master's peace. I'm created in his image, I'm a master's piece. Hey, mic check 1-2. Before Christ I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his. And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask, me. Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. Before Christ, I was lame with a limp, lacking, sinking in a ship that had no captain. Overboard to the shore, gasping, asking for the Lord. The allure became passion. Living pure for the practice, giving the cure for the curse. No more living backwards. I'm Matt Stafford, throw for the lion. Not from Motor City, but the city of Zion. I am top choice on his draft board. When he wakes up, the Lord's gotta clap for him. He named me the franchise. He saved me. Now I parade his name to the antis. Jesus, keep him on standby. I'm feeling cool under his rule, renewed with the lamb's mind. Like a lamb lion, you can call him up. He'll take the sinful nature out your heart and ball it up. Hey, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Before Christ, I was so not cool, not cool. But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his, his. And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask, me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. I'm in the in crowd, I can't walk with my chin down. Once lost but found under sin's cloud. I got up like a rebound. I'm in position, sin can no longer box me out. I go the distance, fish for the remnant. Giving the definition of light to the dim lit. You can see the Father call him Abba like a limerick. The narrow paths like skinny jeans, only the slim fit. You can call me bony, lost the way to sin by throwing up the old me. By his grace am I redone, daily crucified, suicide on rerun, till the day that he comes. Catch me at the head of the class. I am not the tail, I'm the head, never last. And I'll put that on my city. I'll carry the cross till they bury me like Biggie. Hey. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Before Christ, I was so not cool, not cool. But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his,
his.
And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask, me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well.
Dude. life-changing music. You tuned in to YadaDaKing.com. Keep it locked. It's hot.
That was the sister, Farron. Song was called Are You Ready? Shout out to Farron. Shout out to Kingdom 7. All the way out of Korea right now. Pretty soon he will be joining us, you know what I'm saying, over the phone. We can interview some more people with him. Man, he's very influential in what we've been doing, man, and couldn't do it without him, man. He's in the Army, so, you know, sometimes duty calls. And we just want to say thanks to everybody. Actually, since Memorial Day just passed, we definitely want to say thank you to all of the soldiers out there, man, that are grinding for our country's safety. And I ain't just saying that just because it's Memorial Day. I always try to make sure we say that. Anytime I bring up Kingdom 7, I got to say thank you to all the soldiers out there. You know what I'm saying? And also thanks to all the soldiers in the kingdom. We need cats repping God hard, you know. Today's topic is obedience. I felt that I should talk on this topic because as we were down in Chandler, Arizona, we were preaching Bring That Noise, but there was just some of the things that we had to keep on speaking to the kids was obedience, man. And some of the things that I can say about obedience, one of the things that we need to look at with obedience is it is something that God requires. The homie Fidel talked about some of the stuff that is required with obedience, but as you look in the Bible, you see people like Saul who instead of being obedient, he made a sacrifice. That's where you hear the scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, he made a sacrifice unto God, but he wasn't obedient because he wasn't supposed to do that. Now, in one sense, you would look at him and be like, man, what? He just did something that was good. But on the other sense, it was he disobeyed the command from God that told him clearly not to do that and to wait for the prophet. So what we see from that is there was a judgment that fell on Saul. Now, you know what I'm saying? This was kind of like the last straw for Saul, if you can say that. He had done a lot of different things in his life. He just began to get prideful. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was one of the main reasons the kingdom was taken from his lineage. And the only reason that happened was because of his disobedience. So we can see with this topic, some of the things that happen or some of the results of disobedience are you won't be blessed. Now, let me be clear when I say blessed, because you got some people that think money is blessed and you know, saying this is blessed or that is blessed. I will tell you this. A blessing is something that you receive that doesn't give you sorrow. A lot of people got a lot of money, but they're sorry. They're not happy. There's no joy with it. But when you have a blessing from God, the word of God said it adds no sorrow. There's no, oh man, I got this blessing. So you can have a nice car, but that might not mean you're blessed. So I just wanted to clarify that. But parts of obedience, I kept telling the people down there about the story of Abraham. Now, Abraham was not a preacher. Abraham didn't preach to nobody. Abraham, the reason why God called him and anointed him was because of his obedience. You know what I'm saying? Despite everything else, if you look at Abraham's life, God called him blessed because of his obedience. He heard a word from God. He stepped out and did not sway to the right or to the left. Now, he still had questions in his heart, but he said, man, God, I'm going to be obedient to you. You know what I'm saying? And in spite, I see Mr. Seven said, in learning about being obedient, in spite of what we think or what others might think, Jeremiah was called to be a prophet, and he told God he couldn't speak, but God said, I'll be with you and I'll give you the words to speak. You see that? Him, that happened with Jeremiah, that happened with Moses. Because remember, Moses was like, man, I'm not worthy. I'm not even worthy. But what God does is, we hear this a lot sometimes in church. You hear a lot of church people say that those that he calls, he qualifies. He qualifies the call. You know what I'm saying? So if you're saying God, first of all, if God tells you to do something, he already know that you can do it, and he's going to empower you to do it. But what he wants you to do is be obedient. And as I've been sharing that, as we kept sharing that to some of the youth, it was just like a reoccurring thing. Then the very next day, when the conference was done, we were actually in their church service, and a young brother, it was his first time preaching, and lo and behold, he wasn't even at the conference, but what he preached on was obedience. And I was like, oh my goodness, man, God, you must be trying to tell some people this. And I just want to just share that it's very important that we be obedient. I'm reading a book right now, still reading it, by John, I think it's John Bevere, and it's called Undercover. And it talks about obedience will keep God, the hand of protection from God around you. If you don't be obedient, God, you're allowing God, you walk out from under his covering. You know what I'm saying? And all kind of things can happen. But God is requiring us to be obedient, man. I think sometimes it's we go through things and we try to, as Fidel said, I mean, it was unfortunate hearing what he said. A preacher had a series on obedience and nobody bought it. But then he's changed it to how to be blessed and everybody bought it. You look at it. Unfortunately, we don't want to do the things that God tells us to do. I mean, we can be clear by looking at something like that. But God is not only calling us to do that, he requires us to do that. Part of being a Christian is obedience to God. I actually ain't going to say a part of it. I'm going to say the main ingredient to being a Christian is obedience to God. Because you see that with the Israelites. When they were obedient to God, God was happy. They flourished. When they were disobedient to God, he put them in under bondage. And he caused just everything to just turn around for them. And once again, they weren't preaching. They were called to be obedient. And we see the people that were obedient, those that followed the faith, they were able to share God through their life. That God was able to be seen by some of the stuff that the Israelites did by countries that never even seen them. They were scared. We look at the story of Jericho. Before they even came, they were already scared because they said, man, we heard about what God did to the Egyptians. We heard about what God did here, blah, blah, blah. And that was a result of them being obedient. I want to challenge you to make sure you are being obedient in your walk with God. Make sure that God is first. Everything else comes next. And man, I guarantee you're going to see God continually move in your life. Be obedient to your leaders too, man. Pray for the kings, the people that are in leadership, the president. Let's begin to pray for them, man. It's your boy Don Christian. I'm the warrior. And you know what we're going to do, man. We're going to get out of here. Remember to keep it Christ. It's your boy. We out. Yada the King.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King. Shabakta. I yada the King. I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me.